ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You are listening to Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Sam Lane and Lima. And Sammy, did you know that the World Pistol Rifle Championships are being held in Egypt next week? And we are sending a team, and one of our 25-metre pistol stars has been good enough to join us from the Noarlunga Pistol Club, Alison Heinrich. Welcome to Summer Grandstand.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
We're very excited to have you on. To describe for us the excitement of qualifying for your first World Champs.
Oh, this, I'm not joking when I say this is something that I've been working towards for the last 14 and a half years. So I'm so excited.
And how do you deal with that excitement, Alison? Because you can, you know, as any person in sport will say, like, you can play your game before you play, you know, the game's actually there. How are you dealing with the build-up mentally?
That's a really good point. And I'm trying to look at it as more of an anticipation excitement rather than being scared excitement. So I think I'm approaching it in the right way. I just came back from a World Cup, which was, you know, prior to this World Championship, my biggest international event yet. And I think I handled that pretty well. So, but yeah, hopefully we continue.
Alison, random question here for you, but how do you go travelling internationally with guns?
There's a bit of paperwork. Luckily, Shooting Australia and Border Force are really helpful, but just a little bit of pre-planning, really. Similar to domestic travel, you just sort of let them know you have all your paperwork ready to go and then they check it and you go through.
And how large is the Australian team that will travel to Egypt to compete in these world titles?
So we've got two from pistol and two from rifle. So reasonably small team.
And what about your expectations personally? What are you aiming for?
I am, because it's my first World Championship, I don't really have a whole lot of expectations on myself. I think that's a good way to trip yourself up.
Yeah.
But I really want to make sure that I manage myself well. So the way that I approach it and the way that I feel when I come off the line, I just want to be happy with how I performed and know that I've trained and then performed to the best I can on the day.
Now, the pistol got famous at the Paris Olympics. Because who was that super relaxed, chill dude with no equipment? Was he?
Yusuf Dikic from Turkey.
From Turkey, yes.
Yes.
Will he be at these World Championships, and will you get his autograph if you see him?
I would expect that he would be, and yes, if it's appropriate, absolutely, I'll be lining up.
I love that he went famous just for that super casual vibe he was rocking.
Exactly. And he's actually an incredible shooter. He's been shooting at World Cups and World Championships and winning things for many, many years. He's a veteran of the sport. Like, he's incredible. So it's really cool that he's getting the attention.
And is being calm or intensely focused, or can you merge the two? Like, talk to me about that, because I mean, what we're talking about here was that dude that was like, looked like cool as a cucumber, but it is so precise and intense. Like, what kind of state do you get in to, Alison, in order to compete at your best?
I would probably describe it as like a flow state. So definitely calm and low heart rate is super helpful. But also I think what I've learned over the years is acknowledging that sometimes you are going to get a little bit nervous because it is a bigger competition. And being able to, I guess, manage that and still shoot through that, even if you are a little bit sort of nervous and things are a little bit higher than what they usually would be.
We are speaking to 25-metre pistol shooter Alison Heinrich, who's off to the World Championships in Egypt next week. So tell us, this has been a goal of yours for 14 years. How did you get into it? What drew you to pistol shooting?
So my dad has been part of the sport for a very long time. He grew up on a farm, moved to Adelaide and joined a pistol club. And he and I, almost within a couple of years to each other, realised that there was more to pistol shooting than just regular club shooting, and you could go and shoot at other clubs and shoot local opens, and then that sort of progressed to national championships. We both made the state team together in the same year. We had a really great coaching pathway, and then we both made the national development squad and sort of continued on from there.
And you're being very modest there in your depiction, Alison, because earlier this year, and you'll describe it much more succinctly, I'm sure, than I could, but both you and your dad became the first ever father-daughter combination to each win a national title at an Australian national title. That was in May. How special and significant was that for you both?
That was so cool. And it was really cool to win it, obviously, with Dad, but both of us winning the national title for the first time with our, I think it's our 10th nationals together, travelling as a team.
Amazing.
So, yeah, really great milestone to achieve together.
Who gives who the tips? Like, do you inform him? Do you coach him or vice versa?
Ooh. I think we're pretty independent as athletes. So we can both sit down and have a good conversation about shooting and training, but I think we train very differently. I'm not 100% sure. I think it definitely goes both ways.
Well, I notice from doing some research for this interview and having a look at your socials, Alison, that you train hard.
Like,
you're not messing around. Physical fitness is clearly a very important part of your training. How does that, do you see that as fundamental to shooting pistols, or is that really just to keep yourself fit for life?
Ooh, definitely a bit of both, but I really think that strength and stability in shooting is something that's a little bit underrated. It's something that I've picked up probably more recently in my shooting career, and it's made such a difference to how I can then continue at the range and my endurance as an athlete.
And so give us a sample of a, let's say, an intense or just a normal training week, because I also, like Limo, noticed on your bio on Instagram that you say you're an Australian 25-metre women's pistol athlete and whatever else I can squeeze into my week, which kind of suggests that this is you, like this is full-time, this is full-blown. What does a training week look like for you when it's sort of full throttle?
Ooh, I would love to be a full-time athlete. Unfortunately, that's not something that's financially viable. So I work 4 days a week. I work from home one of those days, and I have 5 days of shooting training that I sort of fit around that. 2 to 3 gym sessions a week. I train a little bit from home. There's some computer systems that I've got set up that allows me to do a non-live dry firing. So it works out to be about 20 hours a week. Okay. Yeah, in between work and travel and everything else. So.
Yeah, wow. 20 hours training a week.
Yeah.
We're talking to Australian pistol shooter Alison Heinrich. Alison, have you ever been to the Royal Show and shot up all those ducks and gone home with 50 prizes?
I have years ago, and I tell you what, I think those things probably get dropped and bashed around and are not a true reflection of ability as an athlete.
Oh, good. I don't feel as bad now.
No.
I miss every time. And now you're off to Egypt. Have you been to Egypt before? And if not, have you got a day off to go and visit the pyramids?
I have never been to Egypt, so I'm super excited. Usually we don't get a lot of time to sort of sightsee. We're sort of hotel range backwards and forwards. But I think day one, we don't have access to training, so it'll be equipment control and then run to the pyramids and then an early night, I think.
Oh, good. Amazing. Stuff. Well, you can't go to Cairo and not see the pyramids. But we wish you all the very best
luck,
at the World Championships. And we'll get a full report from you when you get back with a gold medal.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
All the best.
There we go. Alison Heinrich there joining us on Summer Grandstand ahead of the World Pistol Rifle Championships taking place in Egypt.